Hi, and welcome to another episode of Between Here and There. This is Sean.
Hi, this is Charlotte.
This is Summer.
So, you know, we are going well into the summer here, and Summer is getting ready to go back to, pun intended, getting ready to go back to
Harvard.
The U.S., to the U.S., and eventually back to Harvard,
mm-hmm.
Right? And you are, how are you preparing yourself for this right now?
I haven't even started packing yet, which I should probably do. But it is just like mixed feelings. I'm trying to meet up with as many people as I can before I leave. I'm looking forward to going back, but also sad about the things I'm leaving behind.
I noticed Summer bought a lot of stuff. She actually had to buy like a brand new suitcase just to go back.
Yes, I brought two large suitcases here and I'm going back with three large suitcases.
Oh boy. Well, yeah, of course. Come on, And also a head full of memories, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so today, why do we start with Harvard is because Harvard is one of those schools where you don't have to decide your major until second semester of your sophomore year,
mm-hmm.
Right? So you have some time to decide what you want to go into,
mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes.
And a lot of people, they think like, well, obviously I'm going to go into one of those, like medicine, we're going to go in pre-med.
Really?
Or I'm going a lot of Asian kids.
I think business.
It's like computer science,
engineering.
Yeah, these are all really big, right? And especially when we grow up as an Asian kid, uh-huh. Your parents would expect you to go into one of these kind of professions.
Accounting lawyers and 医师嘛, 对不对?
Yeah. And honestly speaking, only a certain portion of people would really enjoy those jobs. Right. And so I think one of the missions that we started Between Here and There as a show is to present people with different perspectives, mm-hmm. with different possibilities. Mm-hmm. Right. So mm-hmm. in the midst of our previous few seasons, we interviewed different majors,
yes.
such as music, engineering. Right. Yes. And biochem and all these really and theater. And, yes. Right. All these different cool majors. And there is one major that actually we haven't talked about, which I think is super cool.
Yes.
And it's the hospitality major or hospitality industry.
Uh-huh.
Right. So I did a little research on this and it turns out that the hospitality industry covers a really wide range.
Mm-hmm.
It has food and beverages, right? It has travel and tourism. It has lodging, which is like hotels,
yes.
right?
Yes.
And recreation. Which includes theme parks,
yes.
Ski resorts.
What's not to like, right?
What's not to like? Exactly. I'm thinking back to when I was growing up, and you go to Disney World, and I'll be like, wow, if one day I could work here, that would just be the coolest thing.
Working as a... mascot or as a person operating.
You can dress up as a Disney princess.
Or operating one of the Space Mountains or.
I want to be one of those guys who can open up the back of the line to allow people to go in. like a special fast pass, dude. You're making people's day every day, which is hey, thank you so much. Yeah, you're welcome. It's part of my job.
Yeah, it's me.
But hospitality, is not something that that I've really heard about, growing up. Did you, Summer?
I didn't, not that much. It's an industry that I haven't really explored.
Yeah. But actually, everybody knows, I think it's Cornell or I think Cornell is known for their hospitality program.
Well, let me tell you about one of those, something, it's way on the other side. It's in Switzerland.
Yeah.
Right. And this is a program called Les Roches. It's a school called Les Roches. And they specialize in all sorts of hospitality management.
Yeah. I think Switzerland is actually known for hospitality management.
So that's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
But not many people actually think you think about Switzerland, you think it's going to be really expensive and it's really going to be hard to get to. And
think about watches and chocolate.
Oh, yeah, that too. But we actually, our guest today, who is joining us from online, not from Switzerland.
Wow, we're going international.
Her name is Jacqueline Chen, and she is a graduate of the Les Roches Hospitality Management Program. But she now works as a senior vice president and head of learning and development with DBS Bank Taiwan.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so she's joining us from her office today, and we're really honored to have her share her experience and tell us a little bit about this hospitality major and how it can apply to all sorts of different career paths. Mm-hmm. Hello, Jacqueline.
Hi, Jacqueline.
Hello.
Hi, everyone. So glad to be here, and thanks for having me.
Oh, so, yeah.
One of the very few who went for a hospitality major in Switzerland.
Yeah. How did you get started? You know, I mean, how did you know about the program, and why'd you go?
And, well, I have to tell you that my dream to pursue a hotel management degree started very young. I remember all my childhood time spent at hotels with my family, enjoying the prestigious service we experienced there. And that was the time when I started to dream about working at one. And I have actually applied for Cornell at first, as what Charlotte mentioned.
Oh, sorry.
Until a daughter of my father's friends, who was also a Le Hoge graduate, shared with me her fun experience there and how much she enjoyed her college life in Switzerland. And I also felt that it sounded so vibrant in comparison to the typical American colleges where the focus would be more academic and classroom learning.
Oh, yes, so, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Having been on campus to the other school, I could tell you that there's not much that goes on. But I know that Le Roche is next to a really famous ski resort, right?
Right. It's called the Crans Montana. Mm-hmm. So that's where the students would go on weekends.
Wow. And so are you an expert skier? Like double black diamond?
I cannot tell you I cannot. I cannot. But we do that occasionally, not very often.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. So what's it like going to school there? You know, when Charlotte says, when we think of Switzerland, we think of like, you know, chocolates and watches and stuff, right? What is it really like going to school for hospitality management in Switzerland?
I still remember the first day I arrived campus at the most beautiful Swiss Alps.
Wow.
Right. And the scenery is just breathtaking. And I saw this sign at our main building says, Le Hoge is not just a school, it's a way of life. And that motto actually sums up our college life there. But at first, I wouldn't know what that means, right? Because I was like, "Wow, that's a very different motto than I would usually see."
Right. So, yeah. It sounds like Hogwarts or something.
Right. So it's very different. So going to school there, I first learned about cultures.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I was born and raised in Hong Kong, having classmates from different nationals were kind of usual.
Mm-hmm.
But they all speak Cantonese. And we actually share the same culture because we grew up in the same hometown.
Mm-hmm.
So when I first learned that I would have a Korean roommate, I would not imagine that it actually meant non-stop drinking parties. Holy, they drink like fish. So 48, 24 bottles of soju on a regular basis.
Oh boy.
Oh my goodness.
But I can imagine the winter is very cold, so the soju will keep you warm.
Totally. And I remember on our first day at school, when our professors asked us to go around the room doing self-introductions, that would take enormously long because a typical intro would be like, I was born in England, and when I was five, I moved to France with my parents.
Mm-hmm.
Then I moved to Italy for high school. Mm-hmm. But my parents were actually Swedish and German, so I speak five languages growing up. We have more than 120 nationalities in just one building. So I think it was so cool. For me, it was very cool to have classmates.
How big is the student body?
At that time when I was there, it was only nearly about 400 or 500 per semester.
Mm-hmm.
Not much.
Wow.
So yeah, it was kind of cool to have classmates from Tibet, from Mauritius, We have Prince of Jordan. We have classmates from Romania. And getting to learn their cultures were definitely eye-opening for me.
Wow. Now, can you tell us about what you learn and what is involved in hospitality management?
So the most hardcore training was actually the fundamental skills, right? In food and beverage, in rooms, in housekeeping, culinary, butchery, bakery, wine, cheese, you name it.
Wow.
And it's the reason why stuff. Is, yeah. And the reason why it is hardcore was because of the precision nature of the Swiss. So, the level of their eye for details are just beyond my imagination.
Is it like that movie Remains of the Day where you have to measure like the distance between the plate and then the fork and everything has to be measured before you place it, something like that?
Totally.
It is like that.
Yeah, I'm telling you. And then like when you iron something, you have to have the crease, you know, is that what happened? Like Downton Abbey kind of thing.
Yeah, totally. That's exactly what we were doing. So we had to complete all 18 subjects in 6 months before we all gone for internships. So all of our food and beverage outlets at schools are actually served by students. Mm. So we have first year students doing service and cleaning dishes, second year students cooking in the kitchen, third year students supervising us and managing these outlets.
So I can imagine you'd live very well in school, right? You eat very well and your bed is probably made every day.
Yes, totally. But
I mean, you're graded also, on this. Right? I mean, it sounds really interesting to me because, Summer and I went to a school which is really, it's very brain heavy, right? It's very cerebral, right? Mm-hmm. So people talk about stuff all the time, right?
Yeah, I haven't actually gone there yet, but yes.
Oh, yes. Well, you will find out. That is like that. And when you show up for, you know, at the dining hall, you just say, you swipe your card, right? And then
Eat the mediocre food and then you move
you
on.
You eat the meal, yeah. And the food, I mean, they try, right? They try their best. Right?
The effort's there.
Actually, I just want to say UCLA has very, very good food in their dining hall. And then there's like different varieties. Okay, just on a side note.
Sure. I'm sure it's pretty good. But it'll be nothing compared to La Roche.
No. Not like La Roche.
Not like La Roche. Right?
What do you guys eat? Like, what do you guys eat in the dining hall? Do you eat like Gordon Ramsay kind of food?
Well, usually we eat really well. So we usually have 3 to 4 courses, lunch and compare. Well, yes.
How long do you spend on a meal? How long are you there for?
It's a class.
It is a class.
It's a requirement.
It is actually a class. You need to learn to be a proper guest. And it's also a banquet setting. So it's more like a banquet on a daily basis. So people are trained. Our first year students are trained. We have, as what I have mentioned, we have duties on a rotating basis, 7 days a week. So for first year students, second year students, we have breakfast duties from 6 a.m. and we have also duties till 10 p.m. dinners. So our typical practical week schedule would be like 5 a.m. report to duty, practice until 10.
Oh.
And then we have this front office class before noon, enjoy that lavish lunch.
Wow.
And then we move on with a wine knowledge class, and then we practice cocktails until 5 p.m. Back to our dorm, took shower, back to school for dinner, and so on.
I really
so
went to the wrong school.
our week.
I really went to the wrong school.
Well, actually, I think, Charlotte, you know, I mean, your life could actually be a school.
Shut up.
You could actually, when you take this as a discipline, right? I mean, it's one thing when you're just enjoying life like this, but you're actually using it as a discipline. And I think it's how it's very different from our usual college experience is you're practicing everything. Yeah. And all these are real life skills. It's not stuff that you talk about.
Yeah.
Right. Stuff that you do.
Mm-hmm.
So is there also theory? I mean, do you guys also learn
management?
For example, like accounting and all that, you know, all that back office kind of stuff?
We do. So usually we have a practical week, and then the following week would be academics. So all the business curriculum, marketing, accounting, consumer behavior, economics, human resources, computer studies, French and German classes, all in the following week.
Wow. So, and everyone's fasting during that week too, right?
Right, right. So, yeah, it's kind of fun. It's the dynamics are very different every day. So I so enjoyed our life in Le Horge.
And is this a four-year program? Because I know in Europe, sometimes the schooling is a little bit different.
I did 3 years.
My last year,
I got myself transferred to another school in the States. So it was a typical higher diploma program back then, 20 or more years ago. So yeah, usually a 3 years program. Yeah.
But you end up learning French in the process. Is that right?
Yes, we must, because we are actually in the French district, the French section of Switzerland.
Right.
So our daily lives are pretty much, we need to speak French.
Mm. So this is a three-year program. You take 3 years, you learn all about great food, great wine, you hang out with people from all over the world, right? And you...
And you ski on the weekends.
You ski on the weekends, and you learn French.
Yes. Yes, that's
what's not to like.
Yeah, well,
sounds amazing. Yeah.
I know. We don't want to leave. We all didn't want to go.
Yeah.
It was very memorable. It was very fruitful. We sometimes ski on weekends, and because Switzerland is so close to other countries in Europe. So sometimes on a weekend, we'll just go to Italy, to Milan for shopping, or you know, we could just fly over to London for lunch.
Yeah. You know, the funny thing is, so my children attends the international school in Taiwan, and I don't think any of the counselor would have recommended a school like this. I don't know why. It's like a hidden jewel.
Right? Why don't people know more about hospitality?
Right. Yeah.
Well, I don't know. So I'm here to tell you the experience I had. Hopefully more people would go.
Oh, for sure. Oh, I'm interested in signing my kids up. I was like, wow, you know, it sounds like a program that you can really enjoy. And it's also, you learn a lot of things, a lot of skills, like real life skills, right? That you can use no matter what industry you go into afterwards.
Yeah.
Like Jacqueline, right now you're working with DBS Bank.
Yeah.
All right. And that's a pretty big transition. I mean, is that something that people, that graduates of the program, they go into all sorts of industries, not just hospitality?
Now I see more people moving from hotel business to other industries. Mm-hmm. I think it's also because, as Sean has just mentioned, our skills are basically transferable. Mm-hmm. So the hospitality businesses in the old days would generally include what you have just mentioned, restaurants, cafes, airlines, cruises, hotels, and all that. Mm. And now more businesses rely on hospitality to perform their operations and generate revenue.
Mm-hmm.
And that kind of given me the opportunity to move from hotel to other industries. Before I joined DBS Bank, I was also in luxury retail. I was in high tech. I was in big PwC. So I think that actually got me the opportunity with all these transferable skills.
So after 3 years of schooling, does the school actually help you get internships? Like, how do you start it after 3 years of studies in La Roche?
Typically, there are actually hotel, there are employers coming to our campus to recruit. So by end of every semester, there would be, you know, the big brands, the Four Seasons, Hyatt, Hilton, they would come to Le Horge to recruit students. And we also have brands like Apple, Louis Vuitton, you know, brands like that. And they would also come to our campus to recruit. So I would say 90% or more that our students would already have some job offers before they even graduate. So
it's not even an internship. It's just, you just go directly into the business, right?
Yeah. And we don't really have that adapting environment kind of period.
Because right. you've already been hands-on since undergrad. You've
right. Practical. Right, it's very hands-on.
Yeah, so. I can imagine your house is very, very clean.
No, that's another story.
And then your bed is very well made.
Totally not.
Or she expects it to be made in a certain way. She knows yeah. what a well-made bed is supposed to look like, right?
Or your food
that's
is very good.
That's right, that's right, that's but right.
You know what I think is super interesting is that, you know, a very common criticism I hear about colleges now is that, you know, you learn all this stuff, you have a head full of knowledge, but then you graduate and you don't have anything that could really help you in the real world, right? So you have a beautiful resume, but you're starting off and you don't know how to like wash rice, right? You don't know how to like do your laundry, right? Like basic things like this. And it sounds like with a program in the hospitality industry, you basically learn all these real life skills and you learn them properly, like, you know, the best practices in each. But on top of that, there's also things that, Jacqueline, you said that are transferable. These kind of people skills. I'm reading them as people skills, right? Because hospitality industry, I read it as a people industry. And so is that some of the most critical competencies that you found has been able to transfer? Or is there other kinds of skills that are useful?
Thanks for asking that. I think the skills that we have practiced at school, soft skills like cultural fluency, communication, multitasking, language.
Multitasking.
And we also need to work in teams, so the teamwork. And on a daily basis, we are trained to be detail-oriented. We are constantly on projects or experiences that we need to do a lot of problem-solving. And in a real hotel setting, we need to have a lot of agility, a lot of resilience to handle the stresses and so forth. So all of these essential business soft skills I learned through my college days at La Roche and my years working at hotels really helped me to shape my career.
Can you tell us about one of these projects that teaches you something about, say, like, you know, crisis management or resiliency? Like, what do they do? Do they put you into a room and you have to serve these
pressure
people?
Then,
like secret shoppers.
I used to play this like computer game. They have like you're running a diner and you have like people waiting and they're very upset and then you have to like cook all the food. They have like orders coming in. You know, it's kind of like that.
Yeah, don't smash any plates. Is this what's like?
So when we were in school, I remember we had to team up in a restaurant with my classmates.
A real restaurant?
A real restaurant setting, but it's still in school. The guests are actually the professors and the students in school. But you don't know who you are getting that night. So whatever they ordered, it was very... something not predictable, whatever happened in the restaurant. So we had to team up. We had to make sure the restaurant goes well that day operationally. We also had complaints from students, from professors, and how we handle that on the spot. How should we manage that situation? How do we overcome that complaint?
Wow.
It's all up to us. So we are actually in a real kind of setting that whatever happens, it's going to be something pretty much similar out there in the real world.
Yeah, I remember reading, I don't want to refer hospitality to butlers, but then I keep thinking about remains of the day, and they call these butlers the gentlemen of gentlemen, because you always have to remains elegant no matter what happened. You always like
composure
and everything. Right. You're just always no matter what kind of customers you get,
right,
you always try to make the situation as smoothly as possible.
I'm curious, you don't work in hospitality anymore, but how many of your classmates are still working in hospitality versus have transferred to other industries?
I think in my days, there are still about 50, 60% of people are still in hospitality up to now. At that time, I think the differences between now and back then was that we were not having the varieties of choices in the old days. So right now, as what I understand from the La Roche graduates recently, that they would go into, a lot of them go into entrepreneurship. They have their own business.
Wow.
Some of them goes into venture capital. there are also people who are in tech, in consulting. So, yeah. So quite a wide variety of different industries now.
That this is, it really sounds like because of the settings, the real world settings that you get your training in, and because of the friendships that you make, that you become basically a very globally savvy kind of citizen, would you say?
Yes, I am fortunate.
Yeah, this is very different than in Taiwan, because if you go into hospitality, basically you just start from the entry level and you work your way up, and there's no, like, you get trained on the job.
Right. That's our impression of if you want to get started in hospitality industry, you basically, you start as a dishwasher or something, right?
Yes,
and you kind of like
yes.
climb your way up. But apparently that there is, you can get a theoretical and a practical kind of training in 3 years.
Yes.
And then you can go directly into
the job market.
Yeah. Into the job market,
It sounds amazing. They prepare you so well.
Yeah.
Right.
And then into a really, Jacqueline, what kind of personality do you think it's suitable for being in hospitality?
Imagine, someone like Charlotte.
No, imagine someone that has to kind of like people, right?
People person.
People person. And they have to be kind of more, not like me, but have to be very calm, right? Very elegant and calm. Is that the kind of person that you're looking for at La Roche?
I was never a calm person. before I even started my my school in La Roche, I wouldn't label myself as a calm person, or a genuine person.
Yeah,
but I would have to say, yes, you must be a people person, and I think hospitality isn't all about providing service; it's a spirit. Not a transaction. So it is also an experience industry, right? So where we are actually committed to service excellence. So hospitality is an attitude. So where you constantly put other people's needs before your own. I think that is something, it's very hard to learn from a textbook, but it has to have such attitude to help you succeed in this industry.
Did you know that you have that kind of personality before you went into La Roche, or that the school kind of brought it out of you?
I think both. I would say I might have such attitude. I would have to say I had a great passion in hospitality. I would want to work there. I have seen people working in hotels, and I want to be one of them. And also, I think I am also quite, I love helping people. From when I was very young, I love helping people. So I think that's the nature that I might be suitable in the hospitality industry.
I remember this movie, I think it's called The Concierge.
And
it's, you know, and it's with
Jennifer Lopez, right? No?
Is it? Check it out. Well, she was definitely not the concierge.
Michael Fox, right?
Yes.
I was like the made for hire.
Michael J. Fox, that's right.
Oh, Michael J. Fox. Yes, they get tickets, like Broadway tickets, they exchange. And,
So the concierge is the person that can make everything happen, right?
Yeah.
But ultimately, what I was talking about is the concierge is someone who really understands your needs. Right. Not just your needs on like, oh, I need this like bottle of wine or something, but actually like what you're looking for in life, you know, the experience you're trying to build, right? And the thing they're trying to create. And really the value comes from going above and beyond and really making someone happy, because you realize the need that the customer didn't even realize.
Yeah. Good service is when they give you something you didn't even realize you needed.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Exactly. Yeah. That's totally the spirit. I think we have learned all the required skills at school in order to demonstrate this concept. So, yeah. And I honestly, I have to tell you the truth, for quite a long while, I could not dine in without any pain. My husband literally refused to go out with me anymore because it's so hard to exceed my expectations. And I could,
are you people that send back the wine? That go, I have a taste. Oh, send it back. Are you one of those? Oh, I can't. Oh, the fork is not wiped clean enough.
I was definitely one of those, and I could pick on 20 different mistakes that the hotel or restaurant staff made. And that bothered me so much, and I could not help but to educate them. I mean, rather than making sure the SOPs were correctly carried out, why not just simply focusing on how to make a guest happy?
Right. Mm-hmm. And that's really the ultimate sophistication. Right. It's not just, this thing is 3 inches from the plate and that is impressed with this kind of linen. But it's really about, knowing how to enjoy life and savoring life and taking that and turning that into an actual discipline and being able to apply that to whatever you do later on in life. That sounds like
actually a science,
It is.
Right? I mean, we think about science as all about math and something, but actually making someone's need come true or making someone happy, that's a science.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It's a science. Yeah. Science of hospitality.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much, Jacqueline, for really opening our minds with this view of the hospitality industry. It really makes me want to consider that, although I'm for my next career. Take 3 years really learning about food and wine.
you could consider sending your kids to a hospitality.
Oh, that's why you have send your daughter there or your son there, and then every day you have press linen.
I'm just set. There we go. All right, thank you so much, Jacqueline, and thank you for sharing all of your experience with us. We really learned a lot.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yeah.
And we will talk to everyone next time on Between Here and There, where we will continue to delve into different aspects of life for young people who are searching for, what to do with your future. Stay tuned. We'll be back.
Bye.
Hey, we hope you've enjoyed this episode of Between Here and There. If you enjoyed it, kindly give us some stars and leave a review for us on your platform of choice. If you have any questions, comments, suggestions, referrals for guests, etc., please feel free to contact us on our social media accounts. Just search Between Here and There on FB or IG. This show is produced in collaboration with Soundshine Xuanyan Wenchuang. Our hosts are Sean Liu, producer Charlotte Guo, assistant producer Summer Shen, and this really awesome music you're hearing is by one of our season one guests, Spark Wu. Until next time, thanks for listening.